Hey Pod Squad, hope you're good. Today we are revisiting an old episode from Series 3. This is an artist that I hold very dearly to my heart. His music really got me through the pandemic in a way that... I wasn't someone that struggled with the pandemic, I'll be completely honest with you. I used the time to really reset, not spend any money, sort out all my debt, skill up, started a business. I fucking love the pandemic. I know that's a ridiculous thing to say, but there was times when I was really struggling and I was really low and I missed my family, and the emo tones of Kenny Hoepler just sorted me the fuck out. There's not been many artists that I've been as excited about as I have been about Kenny Hoepler's work. Just so many bangers. His big bangers are big bangers, but there's so many deep cuts that just are brilliant as well. I really, really love his music. And making this episode was one that was really important to me in Series 3, when we covered him for Reading and Leeds 2021. So, he has been away for a while. He had some horrible family news last year, or the start of this year, and has been away for a while. And it's just great to see his name on this poster because I think that he is a superstar. I love all of his work. And it's a sign that he ain't gone and we've still got him, which is just, it brings me so much joy. I'm hoping we get some new music this year. Totally understand if he doesn't, but really excited to see him get on stage and perform. Just fucking brilliant, brilliant artist. So without further ado, if you've never heard of him before, hopefully this will be the video or the podcast that really helps you. This is Who the Fuck is Kenny Hoepler? Welcome back to another episode of Who the Fuck, the show that aims to take a deep dive in some of the acts performing across festival season 2021. In today's episode, we're looking at probably my most exciting act that's playing Reading and Leeds this year. I literally cannot wait to be in this pit, in this gig, in this arena with people and being excited to see them. Oh, and I just put a tweet out today, so I'm a little extra excited. In today's episode, we're looking at the incredibly talented Kenny Hoepler, one of the most exciting acts on the bill, in my opinion, which is always right. If you've never heard of him before, hopefully this video will help answer the question, who the fuck is Kenny Hoepler? Kenneth LaRon is from Cleveland, Ohio, United States of America. Genre-wise, he's described as indie rock and pop punk. I think like there's a bit of a post-punk thing going in there. He reminds you of bands like The Cure and Block Party meets Blink-182. All trying to collaborate with the best of the emo rap scene, like Tokyo Police Club meets Lil Peep, like ASAP Rocky meets Tame Impala, like Joy Division meets Frank Ocean and Tyler, the Creator. There's such an array of talent within this guy's scope. Kenny's earliest records can be found on SoundCloud as early as 2016, with the releases of his debut EP, Beneath the Willow Tree, which features records URN, iPhone 4, and IDWNP. He follows this up in October with the release of the record Cave. What a view, such a view I have from 6 feet deep. Wishes in the wishing well, throwing coins by the trees. Which has accrued over 40,000 streams on SoundCloud to date. His next release was in August 2017, which was the incredible Waves. They can never write my story. You can never draw my worries. Produced by longtime collaborator Tax Purposes, and is his oldest release on both Apple Music and Spotify. In 2018, he followed this up with the record Sickness, which certainly seems to fit in really well with like the emo rap scene. This was then followed up with the record Lost Cause. You're just a lost cause. But a bit more of that in a minute. In 2019, he released a SoundCloud special, The Brilliant Sex, Money, Clothes, and Death, co-produced by You Killed Kenny. And the incredible Day Wave, who knew that? And in late 2019, put out the first record taken from his upcoming debut EP, the formidable Sore Loser. But it wasn't until February 4th, 2020, that Kenny made his way into my ears with the stupidly nostalgic, yet brilliantly modern, How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by the Highway. She's gonna cut my hair off, but I don't care. A record that could have comfortably featured the verse from Kelly Okereke and will slot into every indie disco student night from now on, from now until the end of eternity.
In May of last year, he announced the release of his first official EP, also called How Will I Rest in Peace If I'm Buried by the Highway, along with perhaps Kenny Hoopla's best record, Plastic Door. And that is, it is his best record, absolutely. I absolutely adore it. The EP featured the three previous singles and featured new records, The World is Flat and This is the Edge, as well as two wonderful new records, Dust and Thinking Out Loud. The latter having a real liquid drum and bass influence. Can this kid get any better? I don't care what anyone thinks. Fuck this town and whoever hates me. It was signed to Mogul Vision, a subsidiary of Arista Records, which is a subsidiary of Sony. You know, you can't have it. You can't have everything. Mogul Vision's got, like, a list of artists that are far too big to read through, so if you like it, go and check out Wikipedia. In August 2019, he released a rework of the record Lost Cause, this time featuring guest vocalist from Grandson. Before releasing a third version of the record in October with the brilliant Jesse Rutherford, the lead singer of one of my favourite bands, The Neighbourhood. Don't you wanna move on? 'Cause I do. In October, he would go on to feature on a record with Nothing Nowhere called Blood, a record with a real modern interpretation of Joy Division with vocals reminiscent of, like, Burt McCracken of The Used. Well, Nothing Nowhere at least. Kenny is doing, like, the best Kenny Hoopla impression, which is completely fine by me. This was released with a music video which depicts two burglars breaking into a shipping yard, kidnapping someone at gunpoint, only to find out that they were going to rescue a load of animals, and the animals were legit stolen, like, in real life. They were going to cover it as an acoustic version in November on what looks like Nothing Nowhere's, like, landing or balcony in his house. I don't know. In the same month, Kenny announced that he was working on his debut album. 2 days later, he was in the studio working with Travis Barker of Blink-182, and in November put out the record Estella, which is undeniably pop-punk straight out of 2002. On May 3rd, Kenny put out an image on his Instagram of an upcoming project called Hollywood Sucks, which would be released on the 7th of May, and would also feature Travis Barker. The record was previously teased on his Twitter and Instagram, and is the first single taken from his collaborative mixtape, Survivor's Guilt. The mixtape was released on June 11th. As a mixtape, it really sounds like it's bulking out the pop-punk side of Kenny and really feels like an extension of Travis Barker's catalogue. But album highlights include the previous release single, Estella and Hollywood Sucks. Personal favourites on mine are the title tracks, Survivor's Guilt. And the mixtape's opening record and standout by far, Silence is Also the Answer. She's my dress in a Ferris Bueller, and I see that you got a new sense of humor. It's a record that upon first listen had a bit of a, oh, he's kind of going in that direction kind of feel. But the more I listen to it, the more I love it. I do, however, hope that with the debut album that comes out, obviously this is a mixtape, but as he's working on an album, that he really takes those kind of post-punk indie, emo, and pop-punk successes and completely runs with them. That's all I hope. I just don't want it to become, like, a repetitive thing. His most popular record today is, of course, How Will I Rest in Peace. Currently sat on 14 million plays on Spotify. This will be his first time playing Reading and Leeds. And ever since I heard his first record, I've been super hyped for this to happen. He's currently taking to the dance stage on the Saturday at Reading, Sunday at Leeds, which makes no sense at all to me, but, you know, I don't care, I'll take it. Clearly, they're having something weird going on, and Alfie Templeman doesn't belong there either. But that Saturday morning is looking disgustingly good. Noisy, Alfie Templeman, Kenny Hoopla. That is a run if I've ever heard one before. I absolutely adore everything that's come out of this guy over the last 2 years. Since the first time I heard him, I think he's just so talented, and I'm really, really excited to see where he goes from here. I really hope that he doesn't kind of get stuck in this pop-punk thing, and that's just him having some fun with Travis, and I think that's completely fine. There's no rules to this. I do just also hope that he breaks out of it as well and continues to make all of the stuff that he's had good fun with making up until this point. Don't pigeonhole yourself, Kenny. You're better than that. Just keep doing you. What do you think? Have you heard of Kenny Hoopla before? Have you seen him perform before? Will you be going to check out his set at this year's festival? I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments section below. As always, we're like just over a month away. I can't wait. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section, and I'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Bye.